And yesterday we started, didn't we, talking about your vocal battery, how the use and the kind of use of your vocal folds can drain your battery vocally. In other words, make your voice more tired more quickly. Today, some external environmental issues which can also damage your voice. Thinking about the air humidity. Yeah, dry air is thought to increase the stress on the vocal fold. So be aware of studio air conditioning. That's what makes it cold. Cool, but also what makes it hot as well, because hydration or dehydration can also cause a problem too, may increase the effects of stress on your vocal folds. Keeping an eye on how your vocal battery is can be obviously quite difficult for a working radio or TV presenter, spending much of their day on the phone, setting up guests, discussing stories in editorial meetings, talking with office colleagues before rushing into a studio and going on air. Of course, for home podcasters and YouTubers, some of those issues are obviously less of a problem. But if that is you, you may still have other considerations which also put a strain on your voice, talking with the family or raising your voice to the children, that kind of thing. So all in all, just keep an eye, keep a mental note on how your voice is feeling during the course of the day, how much work you're going to be giving it later on, the kind of work that you're going to be giving it later on as well, looking after your voice, the foods that you're giving your voice to work with, the kind of lubrication and hydration that you're giving it as well, and also the warming up and the cooling down. And those are the topics that we're going to be talking about over the next several weeks. Tomorrow on the show, the importance of vocal naps. Yeah, give your throat a rest. More on that tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.